I have titled my message, Don't Let Your Cave Become Your Grave. Don't let your cave become your grave. I want to read a very familiar scripture. It's in the Gospel of Luke chapter 15. I want to read from verses 11. A very familiar story in the Bible. But you know, these Bible parables and stories, we always come to them with something new all the time. Because pastors like us, we all have a different approach on a passage. Is that okay? So a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. Someone say a far country. And there wasted his substance with righteous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. And he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swines. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. Say, no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, it means their surpluses, and I perish with hunger. I will arise. Someone say, I will arise. Somebody shout, I will arise. I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. And when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe, number one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand, shoes on his feet, and bring him hither. The fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. What a parable. So the title that I gave is to just let you understand that people can be down at times. And so I'm using the word cave to just add it to the fact that there are cave moments. Now, if you want to look at the real meaning of a cave is a geological formation consisting of an underground enclosure with access from the surface of the ground or from the sea. It means a cave is under. So when I say cave, I'm not talking about the real meaning of the geographical location of a cave, but I'm trying to say that you are down. It's your cave moment. So when I say cave, it means you are down, your spirit is low, you are not happy, things are not going well, you are not excited, you are down, which is very familiar with many Christians. Say, Pastor, preach. That you are down. But you see, my message this morning is that in your cave moment, don't allow that cave to become your grave. In your situation, don't allow that situation to bury you. Because there is a rising. And we have a God that will prepare someone to just come and cross your path and give you a situation. Say, Pastor, preach. So everyone goes down. People go down because they don't have job. You see people who have finished school, they are not married, they are not working, they don't have money. That's their cave moment. But sometimes pastors, we go down. You rise up in the morning, your children who are supposed to be in the Lord are not working to be close to God, and their behavior can cause you to go down. So great men of God, at times we are down. When you see us in suit and in agbada and all that, it is not that we are happy. Sometimes we are down, but we have to be strong for the people. Oh, am I preaching here? Yeah. That's an honest truth. You have to be strong for the people and come and showcase the excitement. Then when we go back to our homes and our bedrooms, we cry and we lament. There are people too who are divorced. In their divorce state, they are down. The man has left you. There are situations too. You are married. You don't have a child. Anytime you see 14-year-old people who are having children, and you ask yourself, where did I pass? And you can be down. Yeah. And sometimes you see people who rents are due. They don't have money. You have nowhere to go to. You are in church, polished up, but you are in crisis. And you are down. But I've come here this morning. I haven't come to preach to everybody, but I've come to preach to some people that in your moment of cave, where you are down, remember there's a rising for you. And the God that you serve will come through for you. You see, let me tell you something. God will never forsake you and leave you. At the appointed time, you will see the grace of God. So in your cave moment, remember that there's God. Sometimes you can be so down that you can tell yourself, I'm done. I'm finished. I don't want to hear anything anymore. I don't want to know. When you tell yourself you don't want to know, it means you are trying to take a shovel and put a sand on your grave. I don't want to know. I'm finished. Look, it will surprise you. There are some people who are walking, but you're already dead. That is why sometimes, I don't know whether it happens in this country, but sometimes you can just see people who are walking at the train station. A train will be coming, and then they jump and commit suicide. Not that they decided to commit suicide at that moment. They have committed suicide long time. They were waiting for the opportunity. So tiasi, but we would do that. Because situations that are militating against you, you are down, you are not happy. Some people go and then they stand on a very high mountain, throw themselves off. Some die from bridges. It means I'm done. It's finished for me. Things are working for others. I don't know where I passed. Oh, am I preaching here? I'm trying to be very real with you. Because sometimes the makeup doesn't cover everything. What a shock. The makeup it doesn't cover everything. I'm building my message slowly. Say, Pastor, preach. And you see, the situation will be so quiet that you think God has left you. Now, these things happen at times because of the choices we make. The choices we make can also cause you to go down. And these choices, some of them are inspired by God. Some too, God is not in it. It's a choice you made. And choices are your will. And God doesn't fight your will. But let me say this to you this morning. When you make a choice and you're on your part of that, on that particular area of your choice, and you don't find favor, you don't find grace, you don't find the Spirit of God inspiring you, return. Go back. It means you have made the wrong choice. If you make a choice and it's of God, you must experience favor. At a certain point, you must find grace. At a certain point, some goodness and mercy should follow you. But when it becomes so quiet with you, think again. I don't say divorce, but think again. Because when you are married, it's for life. So James, you are married. If afterwards you don't like the girl, you are married. Swanessa. Just have to think about how you have to carry your burden. But when you make a certain choice, you see, someone said that, well, Pastor, are you sure? Look, if you make a certain choice, for instance, a certain brother used to come to this church and said, Pastor, I want some money to pay my fees, my accommodation, my allowances and things. I said, we have a lot of people on us on our school fees roll, scholarship roll. And you alone, you can't get rent, fees, pocket money. What again did he ask for? So many things. So if I want upon the time, I even called Pastor Ambrose. Pastor Ambrose, how many people do have on our scholarship? We saw about 400 something young people, as we have heard. So what about being a queue, and let's see what God can do. He came around first, second, third, fourth to my office, and he realized that the thing was prolonging, so he stopped coming. Then I met him afterwards, later. And he was looking good. He was looking very fine. I said, hey, it looks like you are broken through. I said, Pastor. I said, wow, God has helped you. He said, well. I met a certain guy, and he said, they will give me accommodation. They will give me money to pay my fees. He will pay everything so that he gave me a nice place to stay, a nice room, paid my fees. Oh, so somebody paid your fees. Oh, yeah. Paid everything, but in the evening, he will send me some videos. He will send me some videos. I said, videos? What's on a video? Daddy, I can't tell you. I'll be watching. And the guy was nice, a very rich man, but he was very nice to me. Very rich, but very nice. He lives alone. But I was paying my fees, was paying everything. So I came once upon a time to look for you. I heard you have traveled. I came again, I heard you, I didn't come. So I was just there. Oh, when the only is leaving the morning, he would just give me a lot of money. I have more than enough fees, chop money. I take a lot of cash, spend. By the night, he would send me a video. Then one time, instead of sending me the video, he asked me to come to his room. It's a church member that was looking for fees, that we are just trying to arrange something. He wants fees, he wants school fees, he wants allowances, everything. Like, he wants everything. His bill was plenty. I mean, a lot of things. Then in the morning, then I said, when you went to the what happened? He said, Daddy, I will not tell you. Then he will send me video another evening. After 2-3 days, then he asked me to, this time video didn't come, but the test came. Come to my room. Come to my room. Come to my room. Come to my room. Daddy, I have come to you. I am tired. Daddy, it's not easy. You are paying my fees, but I'm paying the price. And it's heavy for me. So I've come. I said, what kind of choice is this? Now tell me, do you think that the Holy Ghost is with you in such a choice that you have made? No. So watching videos and things, that is enough to tell you. And he said, Daddy, the video, it is a high content video. And we practice what is in the video. So I said, that's why you have become fine like that. Look at you, Lord, you have become fine. I said, you have become fine, Pa. You have become fine. I said, Daddy, I'm suffering. As I'm studying right now, Daddy, I'm suffering. I'm in pain. And I'm dreading tonight what I'll go through. So I said, let me come to the house of God. Let me come to you so that you pray with you. I said, pray with you on what? You haven't said anything. But Pastor, you know already what I'm talking about. Choices. So sometimes you can make choices and you're on your own. You can make a choice in the circumstances that you find yourself in. You can make a choice, but that choice can cause you to go down, and that cave moment can cause you your grave. Yeah. Cause your grave because of the choice. So this morning I've come to ask you, rethink about the choice you are making. And if you realize that God is not with you, go back, change your mind, turn back, make a U-turn, because there are some choices God is not with you. When you're a sister and you realize that you are becoming nice, other sister is becoming nice to you, you can spend the night with her and things, and they are touching, you know, think twice. It's a choice. We are preaching to all of us. Lot of choices. So let me come back to the story. So these two sons, the younger one told the father, I want the portion of my goods. I don't want you to die so that I come and read your will and there's fighting. So give the portion that belongs to me now. Package it and let me have it now. Can't wait to cry. Let me have it now. And by law, Jewish people, when your son wants an inheritance whilst you are alive, you have to give it. So the Bible said, and they divided the living. And when the Jewish man says he's rich, he's really rich. He's not only rich in cattle, he's rich in so many things. So by the time the boy was leaving to a far country, he was rich, very loaded. Has money, plenty. And the Bible said he wasted
the money. There's a difference between spending and wasting. No. If you have 57 shoes in your wardrobe and you order 12 shoes from China, it's not a waste. But you see, life, when you are blessed, it cannot be forever. There are some blessings that can go down. There are some blessings too that can sustain itself. There are some blessings too can vanish. I've seen higher, powerful personality who have become broke. So when you are rich, it doesn't mean wasting. Your riches doesn't mean that I have more than enough. It's stupidity. This boy was stupid. You had money, a lot of it. Instead of you investing, he wasted it. And if you have money to waste, friends will help you waste it. If you don't apply wisdom on your money, they will help you waste it. They are helping you to waste money. In fact, they are jealous of your riches. They want you to be like them. So wisdom will tell you, manage the money, invest the money. Be wise about the money. Oh, am I preaching here? And then the Bible talks about the fact that he wasted the money, and then famine arose in that town. And because he has wasted and he had no money, and guess what? The Bible added the fact that and no man gave him anything. How? How can you be so rich, so blessed, and then in your time of need, in your cave moment, nobody came to your aid? How? That you have so much money, you live in a big house, travel everywhere, and now that you are in need, no man is giving you anything. No man is giving you anything because you didn't give to no one. You don't give to no man. There are some people, they are blessed, they give nobody nothing. Are you listening to my preaching? How come you didn't invest the money? You didn't save the money? You didn't sow seed? There are people, look, you can come to them. You don't have money. They will give you nothing. But the world is round. You can go up. You can go down. You can be in need. But you see, your seed today will be your savior tomorrow. Your seed that you sow today, look, you see maybe a 7-10-year-old boy walking and he's asking you for some coins and things. Children are this. And then you see your fellow rich man's son. So your choices of people depends on friendship. But the boy that you are neglecting today, you'll be 90, you'll be 78, you'll be 85. They'll take you to a hospital and they'll open the door and that boy will be seated behind the chair. He's a medical doctor. It's possible. And no man gave him anything. Because he sold seed to no one. Didn't help anybody. God will bring opportunities and people your way. It depends on what you will do.
And you don't have to be rich, but to give. Even the little, you can sow. Oh, am I preaching here? And he had to be employed to be part of some big farms. I mean, that was his cave moment. He's down. I mean, for you to start eating piggery food is the worst of your life. I mean, people go through things, but who the idiot? I know shit. We say, Pastor, preach. Just say, you didn't have an advance from your work. Your master didn't give you any food. I mean, that you have to condescend to be eating. I don't know about abroad, abroche type of pig food, but Africa here. Banchi, Morie, Kokonte Kakra, Mbroje Kakra, Bofre Kakra, Efrefra. And then you pour it to the pigs. So if you eat such a food, it will already be that. So he sat down. He sat down. Very low. Do you know that in such a state, you can easily commit suicide? So that is your cave moment. You are down. You don't have money. Now the food that are being given to pigs, that is what you are eating. It means you are zero. And it's possible that even as you are sitting here in church right now, you don't have money. I have been there before. Myself and Pastor Steve, when the offering basket is coming, then Steve will tell me, Stanley, you know already. Then we'll get up. Then we'll go out as if we are going to pee. You know, twins, when you are peeing, one want to pee, the other also want to pee. So we'll go out. When the baskets finish going around, then we come in. Because we have no money for offering. We have money. We'll walk from Kukumimbe to Opera House, from Opera House back. I can tell you that people are sitting right now, they don't have money. Ask the person, do you have money? That's the person, you know, I'm serious, do you have money? If they are very honest, we tell the other, in fact, a bruga, nibi, and you're easy. That's why I told you that the makeup doesn't cover everything. It covers some parts and leaves some parts. Oh, are we preaching here? He sat down, then he remembered his father's house. He remembered the money that the father used to have. He remembered where he was coming from. In fact, he sat down, and the Bible said, then he came to himself. It is not how high you fall, how bad you fall, and how fast you fall, or how difficult the falling is. It is how you come to yourself, and you are willing to rise up again. That is what matters to God. Fall, there you will fall. But are you ready to rise up again? Fall, you will fall. Being down, you'll be down. It's your cave moment. It can be very terrible. But are you going to remain there? He sat down and analyzed the situation. After eating the food of that belongs to the pigs, then he came to himself. When he came to himself, he said, no way. I have another choice to make. I will arise. Me tia mi wu. Me ne duane. But the fear was hot. Somebody said, Pastor, but you see, that boy has a father to rise up to. But me, who am I going to? But by the time you make up your mind to rise, God will prepare a vessel for you.
the time you make up your mind to rise up, God will prepare somebody to meet you. The most important is whether you are willing to rise up and stop saying to yourself, I am done. It is finished with me. I don't know what I'm doing here again. I'm finished. Don't stop using that word, you are finished. A man can finish with you, but God can never finish with you. Man can tell you, I'm done with you. I'm done with you. Go your way. But God will never leave you nor forsake you. Once you get ready to rise up, He will prepare somebody to meet you. Oh, am I preaching to somebody here? There's a possibility that when you rise up and you take that step, somebody will cross your path. Look, I'm here to tell you this solely, that no matter how bad the fall is, you can rise up. I didn't come to preach to everybody. Because you're already up. Go to meet everyone. You can choose what to eat today. But people have to wait for others to finish eating before they eat. That was my situation. My people have to finish eating before my food is served. And when their food is served, I have to wait for Reverend Steve to come. On MHA. When I was a houseboy, I wait for him. Ah, when he comes, I say, take it easy. Come at him, sir, so let's eat it nicely. And then we share the food. Buff, you know, I used to live under a staircase. Look, it was that our parents were divorced. Then I happened to get this house job boy. And then, but it is not the end of everything. It is not the end. There is nothing like this is the end. It's not in the Bible. There is always hope. When the tree is cut down, and by the scent of water can have a resurrection. Then what about you, who is a child of God? So your confession is who you are. Stop saying that. Confession is who you are. And let me say this, hear me properly. You can't use your circumstances to judge God. Let me repeat myself. You cannot use your situations and your circumstances to decide how God is. Otherwise, then God is a bad God everywhere. Yes. When you are divorced, it is God. I mean, everything that goes wrong is God. You can't use your situation to God. God is God. He's suffering. We have lost young people. We lost our pastor at the what's the branch? Liberation Temple. Pastor Gertrude. But still on the throne, we built God's a house. When he was about to pastor the church, she died. You cannot use your circumstances. And I come in, though, you are judging God. We don't have cocoa to drink. He said, God is not good to me. God is a bad God because we all have circumstances. So your situation cannot, you can't use that one to judge who God is. God is God. He is God unto all. I did. Sada, examine the circumstances and the situation and saw the way things are. If I stay here, I will die. But I will arise and be heading towards my father's house. I was surprised that the Bible said, put on the screen, the Bible said, and when his father saw him, I was like, how did he know that he was coming? God has prepared him. God has prepared him and ministered to you that your son is coming back and receive him. Don't tell me a church. Somebody will leave the church, go and give birth to a child somewhere and come back. Obabe, waba. Wabaha. Pastor, he knew you. people like this, we have to discipline them, because we don't want such characters and habits in this church. Now we are training. That when people return, then they are seeing the person some way. They will not associate themselves with you. When you return back to church where you left off, there are some departments when you leave that, when you come out, they will not receive you again. I have come to speak to you. You have no right to judge anybody who returned back to church. You have no right to judge anybody who returned back to church. Look, the boy, oh my God, carried his bag. You give me something very old. I'm back there for. He sat down. Santa told himself, if I sit here, I will die. But I will not allow my cave to become my grave. I will arise and head to my father's house. Oh, carried his bag and was thinking, father say, but he has watched his father, saw him forgive people, show mercy to people, so he knows how his father is. People must know who you are. Oh, carry this leftover items. Nanipa, who is eating pigry food? What do you think will be left for him? What don't you know me now? You don't get the idea. So we put the effort in coming here. Some Ghana must go back here. No, but so the screen. No. Was working. Aparanya to mo bro so ori diru. He was heading towards home. There must come to a point in life where you have to rise up. You don't have to remain there and tell yourself, it is over with me, when God hasn't given up on you. Change your mind. Change your direction. Rise up. Look, it is possible that when he was rising up and going, he was going to his father, but spiritually, he was going back to church. He doesn't know what will become of it, but he has rehearsed his sinner's prayers already. Hey, Sammy, help you see that song. Sing it, guys. discover that he has risen up from his situation and is heading home. Get up and go back to your sister. You left her house, but go back to her. By the time you get there, God will prepare the heart of your sister. Micah chapter 7 verse 8. Micah chapter 7 verse 8. I feel the anointing. Me, all my enemies, for when I fall, I shall rise up. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Don't laugh at me today. Rejoice not over me, for when I fall, I will arise, and when I rise up again, my God shall receive me. I Sammy, where are you? And then, where's my bag? Where's my bag? Where's my bag? Come here, Sammy, stand there. The father saw him standing. I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you. You must have compassion. Otherwise, you are not a church. This place is not for fashion. It's to have compassion and mercy over sisters and brothers. This is not a competition fashion center. It's compassionate. No, we don't come here to display our money and our cars. We don't come here to display our cars and our money. We have come to receive the word of God and practice God's word. So when you are there, you have become somewhere. You don't smile, you don't talk, you don't sow seed, you don't show compassion. What perhaps yet day? We here for? You have no compassion. You don't have forgiveness. Nobody can knock on your door. People can't come to your house. People can't enter your hall. People can't eat in your house. Come here. Head in. Look, there's a scripture in the book of Psalms. Psalm 121 verse 1. 2 and 3. And 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. The Lord which made heaven and earth. The scripture. He said, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord which keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep. what you need, but God is your helper. When you rise up, don't think about man, think about God. Our help cometh from God. Man will not give you what you deserve, but man will cause the heart of man to support you. Rise up and be heading towards hope. And take a step. No matter how you are falling, no matter how you are down, but there is a God that shall support you. When he got to his father's house, Sammy, come. He knelt by the father with his Ghana must go back with his wretchedness, but he has come home in shame. He has come home in distress. He has come home. So like it's embarrassing, but I've come home. I will not allow my cave to become my grave. And God, having prepared the father's heart, said, rise up. Let me rise up. Tell me to rise up. And then he kissed him. Are you going to kiss me? Who kisses a boy who has spent all his money? It can only be God. Why will he kiss him? Why will he embrace him? You have spent my money. You have wasted the money. Now you have returned home with penniless. Go back to the house. At the back of the house. Nonsense. But rather, they welcome him. You must learn to celebrate your sister when she comes home. Otherwise, your church coming here is nothing. All our city here at the galleries, if you can't do this, then we are not a church. Praise them. Embrace people like this. Somebody said, Abba, is it not possible that he will do it again? Have you stopped seeing him? Have you? You do it today, you do it again and again, but God keeps still forgiving you. But God still keeps forgiving you. Let's be changed. Accept people's fault. Look, which news is better for you? That she has committed suicide or she has come back home? Yes. That's what a church is. He said, my son, put that scripture on. You were dead. Put shoes on this. Put sandals on his feet. Give him clothes. Change his attire. For this, my son was dead. How did he know that? The Holy Ghost told him. God has ministered to him. How did he know that he was dead? The Lord told him that your son was dead. He said, where you? And you are not going to tell us. I said, no. Munjami. Came out of the grave. So I'm going home. If I sit here, I die. Go home. For the God that started with you will finish with you. Have a crowd of them. Head up. God will always look. He was not going back to the Father. He was going back to God. Man cannot really forgive you all your sins, but God forgives. People don't forgive easily. But God controls the heart of man, and they will forgive you. I've finished preaching. I've driven the message home to you. your cave to become your grave. There is somebody out there who will receive you. I love you all.